Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a matter of the heart. What is most important to us gets our money. In this session, we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 10, God's financial plan. God has a financial plan for his church. He gives us everything and expects us to bring only one-tenth of it back to the local church as a tithe offering. So why do, with that consideration, he gives us everything and we give one-tenth, why do so many Christians fail to obey him in financial stewardship? Let's look at our text, Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Those are two different things. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Well, let's talk about this thing called the tithe. And let's do it with four D's. First, consider the tithe's definition. The Hebrew word literally means tenth. Of course, tithing was an Old Testament practice. So giving a tithe is legalistic. In the New Testament, we're free from the law and live under grace. Isn't that great? Well, it is, except for the spiritual fact that grace goes beyond the law. If sued for your shirt, give your coat also. If forced to walk a mile, go too. To give less than the tithe is short of the law. That is sin. To give only a tithe is under the law, not enjoying grace. A true New Testament giver offers at least a tithe or a tenth. And more. Well, what kind of giver are you? Calculate it. You can calculate it. On the issue of whether you give from gross or net income, well, let me ask you a simple question. People always like to come to that. Well, what should we tithe from, the gross or net? Well, let me ask you a question. Which did you earn? Who should tithe? Every believer is called in Proverbs 3:9 to honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So consider the tithe's definition. Second, consider the tithe's designation. Verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. The tithe belongs to the Lord. Don't rob the Lord of his tithes or his offerings for that matter. They're both listed in that verse. Tithe, that is the believer's undesignated offering to his or her local church. Again, it's at least 10% of income. It's to be given to your local church. Verse 10 is clear that we are to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. It's given to provide for the regular financial needs of the church. Verse 10 ends with, that there may be food in my house. The tithe is holy to God. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. To keep the tithe and use it on us is to steal what is the Lord's. Don't rob the Lord. And then offerings, those are designated gifts that a believer gives over and above the tithe to meet special needs in the church, benevolence, unexpected or large bills, mission needs, etc. Remember for a moment how much you've earned so far this year. Just check your pay stub if you're not sure. If you need to look at your income tax return. In any case, you can figure it out. Most of you know what it is right now. Now move the decimal point one place to the left in your mind. That's 10%. Divide your income by 10. That's the tithe. Now compare that to what you've given so far. You may find that there's a need for some restitution of old tithes, as they still belong to the Lord, even though you haven't given them. For a proper attitude, when you give, think of it, think of the gift as given to the Lord, not to the church. Exodus 35 and verse 5. Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. And then if you drop down to verse 21, then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of meeting for its services and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart. And then if you go down to verse 29, the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord. All the men and women whose hearts were willing to bring materials for all kinds of work, which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. So consider the tithe's designation. And then third, consider the tithe's depository. Verse 10, the first part of it. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Today's storehouse is the church. And the key word in that verse is all. Meaning you don't give part of the tithe somewhere else besides your local church. Offerings or designated gifts can be for that. Consider the tithe's depository. And then fourth, consider the tithe's dissemination. The church, under God's leadership, determines how the money is used for needs. The tithe helps fulfill the Great Commission. There's a promise of great blessing from God that only those who actually tithe can experience. God doesn't bless the non-tither this way, and he even challenges you to test him and see if he doesn't give you this special blessing. Look at verse 10 again. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not give you, I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. But you must really tithe to experience it. And by the way, check out verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Listen, make a commitment to be a tither. Jesus already gave you all that he had on the cross of Calvary. You think about that, and you have a great day.